Hello, Boo Buddies. Right, it's time to do a boo because I'm stuck in a traffic jam. I'm on my way to the Apple Store to get the to get Ruth's iMac, which is my old iMac that broke because I kind of pranked her car a little bit. Only a little bit. Wasn't bad. But anyway, so she's getting my iMac. So anyway, I want to talk about the Apple announcement earlier this week. The one with the new Apple TV was announced. The other stuff was all predictable stuff. The iPod Touch, totally predictable. Nothing exciting there, except for the fact that, by the way, it's not even clear that the camera in the iPod Touch is going to take photos, and the video camera in it is way less good than the iPhone. So, you know, typical deliberately holding technology back from Apple there. Anyway, I want to talk about the Apple TV, because I think Apple really dropped the ball. I think that they had a huge opportunity here to do what all the rumour mongers were suggesting might happen, and they have completely flubbed it, and I think they're going to open themselves up to a huge opportunity for somebody else. So the rumours were that the Apple TV would be basically an iPhone connected to your telly, so a little computer with iOS 4 on it that you could write apps for, that would not have any storage, and it would just stream all the content. But the key thing here is the apps, because just like on the phone, apps would have made this thing much, much more functional than the simple functionality that Apple put on it. Now, what we actually got was the same thing as the old Apple TV, but smaller and cheaper. Now, let me just state this really clearly, because smaller and cheaper is good. I like smaller and cheaper, particularly the cheaper, because I think it's going to mean a lot more people buy them, and uptake on this thing is really important. But cheaper is not enough, because somebody else is going to eat Apple's lunch here. What they didn't do, and here's the problem, is they didn't give us the ability to write apps for it. They just gave us the same old interface that the old Apple TV had. Okay, they gave you Netflix streaming. I say you, not me, because I'm in the UK and we don't have Netflix, so that ain't no use to me. That ain't no use to anybody in the UK, in France, in Germany, in Japan. Nobody out there outside America cares about that. That is completely wasted effort as far as we're concerned. What we want is, instead of Netflix, we want Love Film or iPlayer or the ITV equivalent of iPlayer. And by the way, ITV is a UK TV network. It's the reason Apple can't call the Apple TV and ITV is because the UK TV network ITV has actually been around a long time and has got enough money to defend the name. It's not, they can't have the name ITV, tough. So anyway, what we want is to be able to have our equivalent to Netflix and all of the other things. You know, wouldn't you love to have Hulu on your Apple TV as well as Netflix? And wouldn't you love to have all the other companies that stream video? Amazon, for example, who do video streaming. YouTube, apparently you can rent videos on YouTube. You know, why not have those things on your Apple TV? Why not, even better, have the ability to play formats other than H.264? Which is the only format the Apple TV will play, because that's the ones Apple sells. Why not have the ability to play Windows Media Files? Why not have the ability to play Xvid? Why not, you know, MKV files with various encodings? The reason that I'm disappointed by this whole affair is that those things are now possible on the iPhone through apps. On my iPhone and on my iPad, I've got an app called Stream to Me, which lets me stream media from my PC, and it on the fly encodes it to a format that the iPad or the iPhone can play, and it plays it, whatever format it's in on the PC, as long as the PC can play it, it can play it and stream it. And that opens up the whole world. And it's just an app. Somebody just wrote an app that does it. And we can't do that on the Apple TV, so we're restricted to only buying from Netflix or from Apple, and that's just not good enough. So who's going to eat Apple's lunch here? Well, if I was somebody who's made Apple Android devices, right now I'd be looking at this opportunity and going, you know what? Apple have made this box and they've really missed a trick here. Why don't we make an Android box that you can write your own apps for, that's the same size and the same price, has got an HDMI output on the back, it's got all the same things as an Apple TV, but you can write apps for it. And all of a sudden, you can do all the same things, and you can buy your content from Amazon, because they do streaming video, and YouTube, because they do streaming video, and the iTunes Store, because you can write an app that does it, and all the other places, and you can stream it from your own computer, because there'll be an app that does that, and you can have an ITV app, and you can have a photo walkthrough app, and everybody gets their own content straight from the provider, straight to the customer. Interesting idea. Catch you later, guys.